Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Q102, good morning. Who is this?
Pete.
Hello, Pete. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing very good. So here we go. We're at the start of a brand new Secret Sound, Secret Sound number 3, this time for $7,000. Are you ready to guess the Q102 Secret Sound?
Yes, sir.
All right. What is it?
I think it is the sound of a bowling ball being returned at Madison Bowl in Cincinnati and the ball return.
Damn, that is a good guess, and I like the specificity. Could this be the first time someone has got it right out of the gate?
That'd be awesome.
Let's ask our judge, Tim. Tim, is it the sound of a bowling ball being returned at the Madison Bowl in Oakley, right, Pete?
Yes.
Lots of details, love that, but you are not correct.
All right.
So here's what we're going to do, Tim. We're going to do this again at 9:40 this morning. Make sure you download that Q102 app if you haven't already. Make sure the notifications are set on because you'll get an additional clue that we won't share on the radio, okay?
I already have it.
All right, buddy. Take it easy.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. I think I accidentally called Pete Tim.
I thought you were talking to me.
No.
Thanks, Pete, for calling.
Did you download that app, Tim?
I did.
Oh, good. All right. It is 7:49 with Jeff and Jen. Mostly cloudy skies. It'll be gusty, looking at scattered showers and a high around 43. And then the temperatures, I guess they're supposed to drop back into the 30s at some point this afternoon.
There could be snow. I don't know if know about that, but it might be a little bit of snow. But then by the weekend, I was telling you guys, it's supposed to be like 58 on Saturday. So buckle up.
Back into the 50s. I know. Very exciting. Right now, it's 38 with Jeff and Jen at Cincinnati's Q102. Time now for another round of the Best Friend Game. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Crystal and Aaliyah, everybody.
Yay!
Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi. Hello.
These smiles and these faces, and it's like, we don't know what we're doing here.
What were we thinking?
Exactly.
You just didn't really quite realize the totality of what you were getting yourselves into. Oh, no. Whose idea was it?
It was hers.
Aaliyah's.
No.
What? Crystal says it was Aaliyah's idea.
You took the initiative.
Aaliyah started this whole thing, and then I said, oh, let's email. And I was like, I probably won't hear back. And then I get an email. And so that's why I was like, oh, okay, this is for real. This is happening.
Yeah. So all were you drinking at the time?
No. Actually, no.
Oh, well, that's good.
It's usually on the way to work. We're like, oh, let's do this game.
And, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here
and
you go.
And then you sober up later, and you realize the train has left the station.
Right, right.
Yeah. And here you are. So what are some of the things you guys like to do when you get together?
We like to go on walks and talk about life.
Nice.
And we used to work together, so we talk about former colleagues that we used to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we go out, obviously. Fantastic. Best friends do that.
So is that how you met? At work?
At work, yes.
Okay. And how long ago was that?
About 8 or 9 years ago, we met at Dillard's. That was one of our first jobs, so we both met there. And funny story.
What were you doing at Dillard's?
Well, we both worked up in the ladies' department.
Nice.
So I was actually newer to that department, so when I went upstairs, I was actually working, trying to put some clothes away, just doing my job. I put some clothes on a desk, and she comes over and she yells at me. And she said, why did you put these clothes on this desk? I said, well, I didn't know. I thought this was where I was supposed to do it.
Uh-huh.
I was like, no, you find the clothes, you go put them away. Don't put them on the desk for me to put away. And I was like, whoa. I was like, this girl means business. And
she takes her job in the women's clothing area very seriously.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she totally yelled at me, though, when the first time we met. But now, over the years, we've become really good
How
friends.
Long did it take for you after that incident before you became friends?
I have no idea, but I did not yell at her.
She did.
What's great is how much you two agree on.
I know. This is awesome. Whose idea was it? Who yelled at who?
Yeah.
Crying out loud. Are we even friends?
Right.
This is going to go great today.
It's going to be awesome.
Right?
So are you guys married, kids? What's the sitch?
I'm married of actually just recently 1 year.
That's Crystal.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
And
I just recently got engaged.
Yay. Congratulations.
Yay.
And how did you and your fiance meet? Did you yell at him too?
For leaving clothes somewhere?
No. Well, just mutual friends.
All right.
Oh, that's good.
Because it sounds like you've got a little bit of a pet peeve there with clothes laying around. All right, well, let's pack them up, move them out. Let's do this thing. Let's see if we can give you some money.
We're going to send Crystal into the Jeff and Jen isolation booth so that she can't hear what Aaliyah is saying about her. I feel like now we're going to get the real scoop.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. All right. Would she rather win $50,000 or let you win $500,000?
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to say have her win the $50,000.
She'd take the 50.
She would take the 50.
So would he.
What?
If it were him and me.
What are you talking about?
Totally. Because did you hear his reaction when I asked the question? He goes, ooh.
That's a toughie.
Okay. Yeah, she would take the 50.
She'd take the 50. Right. Okay. Would she use a really hard to find, really good, but used adult apparatus?
No.
Okay. If she could throw a stapler.
Aaliyah has a look on her face like she's not 100% right. Sure she understands the question.
I think I understand, right?
Would she use it? Would if it were, you know, a used?
Yeah, no, she would not. No. Right. No. Right. Absolutely not.
All right.
Even if it was a really, really good one that you couldn't find anywhere.
So. Like a limited edition.
Limited edition.
No.
The rare but hard to find X2000.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know what that is. I just made that up.
Okay. Probably not.
Right. It's got a light that changes color, is it?
Oh, for the love.
All right.
She might not understand that question, so you probably have
to help her. Yeah. We'll help
Take
her.
Take your time through that question.
If she could throw a stapler at one person and not get in trouble, who would it be?
I think it would be...
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Probably her.
Marry, do or die. You know how this one works.
Yes.
All right. Marry, do or die. This is her picking.
Okay.
Shrek, Captain Hook, and Tigger.
Marry Tigger. Do Captain Hook.
Okay.
And then kill Shrek.
Kill Shrek. That's it.
All right.
And fifth and final, what makes her scream?
Snakes.
All right. There's five questions. Now that Aaliyah has answered all five questions, we bring Crystal back to the studio to see how her answers stack up to Aaliyah's. Welcome back, Crystal.
Thank you. I'm really nervous right now.
How was it in there, in the isolation room?
It was good.
Was it just you in there, or were there other people?
There's a couple other people there.
It's kind of turned into a green room, sort of green room.
Yeah.
Kind
of. Cool.
So we answered Aaliyah five questions about you. She answered all five. We're going to see how your answers stack up. Crystal, the first question is worth $10.
Would you rather win $50,000 or let her win $500,000?
I would let her win $500,000.
That's not what she
said. You said me?
Yeah, you love money.
Yeah, but I care more about you.
Okay.
Now, when she asked that question, Jen speculated that I would answer the other way, that I would take the $50,000 selfishly that I would take. But I had a thought. And that is, if I allowed her to win $500,000...
She would split it.
You don't have to. You wouldn't have the chance to discuss that with me first.
First of all, she would never split that money with you. You know her and her shopping habit.
I know.
That would not happen.
You wouldn't even give me a cut?
No.
Oh, well, I don't feel so bad now.
I'd take you out to dinner.
You'd take me to dinner.
Dinner.
All right, maybe I'll think about it.
All right.
No luck there. Still trying to get that first $10.
I have a feeling we might be on that one for a bit with these two. All right. Would you use, now think about this, would you use a really hard to find, really good, but used adult apparatus?
No.
No.
Okay. No.
Okay. Even if you couldn't find it anywhere.
No, I wouldn't
use it. It's the greatest of all time.
No.
All right. And you could wash it.
No.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, no.
All right. There's your first $10.
Woo!
Next question is worth 20.
What a question to score on. Okay.
There's no wavering there.
Yeah, no wavering. Mm-mm. If you could throw a stapler at one person and not get in trouble, who would it be?
Yep.
Where's that staple gun?
It's not a staple gun. It's a stapler. Gosh.
Here comes the violent side. Yeah.
So there's another 20. Next question is worth an additional 30.
Marry, do or die. You know how this works, right?
Maybe.
Okay, I'm going to give you three different names, and you have to pick one to marry, one to do, and one to die.
Okay.
Okay. Shrek, Captain Hook, and Tigger.
Okay, one to marry, Shrek. Do Captain Hook.
Okay.
And...
You'd kill Tigger.
Oh. Well, he was the only one left, so...
You both agree on Hook, but you flip-flop Tigger and Shrek.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, we're at $30, which is honestly better than I thought you would do.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
me too.
If you get this right, you win an additional $30. So you could potentially walk out of here with $60.
Which is respectable.
Awesome.
All right.
Very respectable.
What makes you scream?
Snakes.
Wow, there you go. You got it.
Nice.
That's it. Well done.
There's another $30. You got $60. Hey.
You got more right than wrong.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Cool.
Well done.
Crystal, not too bad.
No, not bad at all. Crystal and Aaliyah, thanks for coming on the Best Friend Game.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
All right. So, you want to try it? You want to come on the Best Friend Game? Think you and your best friend can do it? Send us an email. Jeff and Jen. Two N's in Jen. Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com. Are these windows tinted, or is it really that dark out there this morning?
You know, I think they're tinted a little bit, but it's pretty dark out there.
Yeah, we were just talking off the air. We're getting reports of light snow, not just in Mason right now, but we're also getting reports of light snow around the Cut in the Hill. And we're looking outside of our, we're kind of on the outskirts of downtown, the north side of downtown, and to the naked eye, I don't see any.
She said it's kind of coming down, like it seems like it's rain, but I guess it's a heavier, little heavier texture.
Yeah, mostly cloudy skies expected today. Gusty as well. Scattered showers, maybe even some light snow flurries this afternoon with temperatures falling back into the 30s. And we have just dipped below the 40-degree mark now. It is 39 at Cincinnati's Q102. You know, it is so good to see so many people hitting the streets to rally behind something so important, something they really believe in. On Sunday, approximately 100 people gathered in Montgomery, Alabama, to hold a candlelight vigil for a Taco Bell that burned down last week.
Well, what happened?
I don't know. It just burned down, I guess.
That is sad news. When you live in a small town and you only have one Taco Bell,
Yeah. That
is like end of days.
And the story is that Taco Bell obviously meant a lot to him. So about 100 people showed up and the story went viral.
Always remember Taco Bell Zelda Road. We're just out here. You remember it. I mean, I think it was the best Taco Bell in Montgomery.
I can't eat here.
I felt like I lost a family member.
Well, I'm hoping we get closure tonight and we can move on to the next cause. But we're here supporting Taco Bell tonight, and that's what's important.
I'm hurt. My feelings are hurt. I got to go all the way to Perry Hill to get some Taco Bell. It hurts my feelings.
Yeah. I love
that is awesome.
I love that they gathered in the Arby's parking lot right next door to where the Taco Bell used to stand. But, I mean, they were out there holding candles, and there was a musical performance.
Baja Blast. Baja Blast.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful.
Baja Blast.
Baja Blast, of course, the flavor, one of the...
The freezes.
One of the flavors of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, the freeze. That's exciting. I love that it's on so serious news.
I think that everyone has some sort of story about Taco Bell post-drinking or, you know, recovery food the next day.
Oh, yeah.
I remember being with some friends, and we knew someone that worked there, and they let us come in and use the sour cream gun.
Oh, that's so nice.
It was awesome. Didn't know they had that.
That Taco Bell, and I don't even know if it's still this way, but when we used to get a Main Strouse all the time, the Taco Bell in Covington
was the
only one that was open till 4 in the morning. So you would close down the bar, or you would make out with your boyfriend till whatever times, and you'd be like, we got to hit the drive through.
Got to get the fifth
meal.
And
that place would be lined around the block on 4th Street.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm happy to report no one was hurt when the Taco Bell burned down. The owners say they were, quote, overwhelmed by the vigil, and they're planning to rebuild
Excellent.
And reopen as soon as possible. But hopefully they do before their fans really do move on, because after the vigil was over, a lot of the people who attended headed into the Arby's to grab some food.
Equally as wonderful.
Yeah, here's a local reporter making some really inexcusable puns in her report on the Taco Bell that burned down in Montgomery, Alabama.
Grieving in not-so-average way. Some didn't want to talk about it. Talk about the things you do for the ones you love.
All right.
I love this. That's going to be our theme for Penelope's first birthday party, because her birthday
Cinco de Mayo.
Is May the 5th. Right. So our invitations are going to say, I'm turning uno. Let's taco about it. How cute is that? I already
That's
have
pretty
it.
Great.
We're going to have a make your own taco bar and nachos and margaritas.
Oh, very exciting. Well, speaking of food, you got to have one hell of an obsessive compulsive side, not just to notice something like this, but then to act on it. There's someone in New South Wales, Australia, who returned a sandwich to a restaurant last week after they noticed one of the halves of the sandwich was a centimeter bigger than the other.
Mm-hmm.
That's less than half an inch. They even wrote the measurements on the halves, and the restaurant actually took the sandwich back and gave the person a new one.
That's good. A centimeter counts.
Yeah. You know, I know how some people, they like to get all annoyed by people who post pictures of their food on social media. But compared to so much of the depressing stuff everyone posts now, you know, I almost look forward to it now. I welcome it. You know, scroll through my feed just praying to see an omelet or maybe a good piece of pizza. According to a new survey, half of people say they take pictures of their food. About a third said that they've taken a picture of something they cooked, because that's when you're really proud of something. Hey, I did this.
Yeah, and it's nice to know, let others know that you actually do cook.
Yeah. I took a picture of, I don't think I posted it, but I took a picture of it with the intention of posting it, and then I forgot about it, of, I guess, what is that, like a pork shoulder? What was it? It was so good. It was on polenta. We were at someone's house, and we were having a wine night with our friends, and one of the couples is leaving, and here.
Let me see.
Yeah.
So you made a pork shoulder?
No, I didn't make it. Oh. Charlie and Monica
made
it.
Oh, nice.
Look at that.
Tenderloin?
Is that crispy?
Yeah, it was kind of crispy on the outside. Wet. It was on, it's ribs. What do you call those?
Short ribs,
right. Short ribs.
On polenta,
and it was amazing. It had little tiny diced bacon bits in it, and I took a photo of it, like I said, fully intending to
post
put it on social media, and then I fell asleep on their couch.
Because you had tons of food.
Right, because I went into a food coma. Let's see, 8:41. Tell you what, we got to take a break, but we are looking at mostly cloudy skies today and gusty wind. Scattered showers and temperatures dropping into the 30s this afternoon.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.